Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction and free shipping. And that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Impala Films presents Haunted, the audio drama. Season 2, Episode 11, Divergence. Part 4 of 4, written by Jamie Evans.
This is it, the train station. Doesn't look like they have anybody working at night.
Score one for the continued underfunding of public transport, I guess. Reckon you can still pick a lock with a hairpin.
Watch me.
We need to get into this office here.
Why?
CCTV cameras. I want to find out which train Gerald Hornchurch catches.
Okay, give me 2 minutes.
How are you feeling now?
Better, mostly. Thanks. Oh, how are you? The hangover setting in yet?
Abigail, it feels like we're on the cusp of something here. Something that's going to change things forever.
If we find Hornchurch, you mean?
Yes. Finally, answers about Project Indigo. I don't know what we're going to find.
Whatever it is, we'll deal with it, okay?
Dan doesn't trust me anymore, if he ever did.
He will again. He's dealing with stuff in his way.
He knows that there are too many holes in my past. It's okay. You've thought it too. How could you not? Over the years, I've learned to try and not think about it. To keep drinking and propel myself forward.
What are you saying?
There are gaps, Abigail.
Gaps?
Gaps. Parts of my past that I can't recall at all. In my head, they're just black. There's others that all sort of blend into one, and I don't even know at this point if that's because of the alcohol or something they did to me as part of Project Indigo.
James.
I'm telling you this because I feel like I'm losing my grip. Dan is pulling away from me, and that makes sense. It would make sense for you as well, but before you do, I wanted to make sure that you knew that I have never lied to you. I've always told you the truth as far as I know it. I just wasn't clear about how much of it there was that I didn't know.
I had no idea, James. Oh, the door is open.
Ah, wonderful. Come on.
It's dusty in here. Do they ever clean it?
It looks like it's barely even staffed. Ugh, mouldy biscuits, anyone?
No, thanks. That's odd. Look at this map.
Uh-huh.
That's the station right there. It shows two lines coming out, right? One heading east, the other heading west. But look out the window. The west line forks off. That isn't on the map.
That must be a maintenance line or something. One that's only used by the National Railway workers, not any of the passenger trains.
Or a secret railway?
Secret railway.
I'm sure I've read stories before where government agencies have railways dedicated to letting them move around the country quicker, like the KGB or something.
This isn't Soviet Russia.
Not yet.
Aha, this looks like the CCTV system. This is a bit more modern than I was expecting.
Here, let me. You were still expecting videotape, weren't you?
No.
Really?
I wasn't. I thought maybe a Betamax.
It looks like it saves to a hard disk. Looks like the system is set to store 7 days of footage and then overwrites itself.
So unless Hornchurch used the station in the last week, we won't be able to see him?
Nope.
Wonderful.
Shall we start at the beginning, then?
Might as well. No, wait. Start with the most recent and work backwards. Assuming Gerald escaped his apartment and wasn't kidnapped, he may have come here to go wherever it is that he goes.
Okay, settle in. This might take a while.
I've had both boys put in the back of the police van, as you asked.
Excellent work, Superintendent.
How much longer will this go on?
I intend to have the matter resolved by morning.
So, you mean...
All of the test subjects eliminated and witnesses silenced.
I can't believe this has happened again.
If you want to change the world, Superintendent, sacrifices must be made.
There's something wrong with one of the boys.
What do you mean, wrong?
He's sick or something. I've never seen anything like it. Neither has the medic.
Jesus wept, Sherry. You involved the medic in this?
Help! Please, get me out of here!
Silence, boy.
No!
I can't feel it. I can't feel the flame. Cold. So cold.
Fucking hell. You, come here. Hold him.
Got him.
Let me go. You can't do this to me. I know my rights.
Please. Help me.
There's nothing can be done for you now, lad. Consider the back of that van quarantined, Sherry.
What happened to him?
Let me go. You can't do this to me. I know my rights. You hit me. You can't do that. That's police brutality, that is.
I can do whatever I want. I answer to a much higher authority. You are insignificant. You're dead already and haven't even realized it. You ought to thank your lucky stars I didn't leave you in there with him. Believe me. That would be a much worse way to die.
What's happening to him?
What was all of that stuff, sir? That black shit covering him?
Corruption. From one of the subjects, it'll continue to spread. Get one of your officers to take this one inside. I'll deal with him later. I need to make a phone call about this.
Come on, kid.
Please, Mrs. Barson, you know me. Please, I didn't do anything wrong.
I know. I'm sorry, kid.
I sincerely hope you're not phoning me with problems, Norman.
A minor hiccup only, Mother Marwood.
What is it?
I've got a young man who's been infected with that black shit. It's growing fast.
The corruption? It must be destroyed or else it'll continue to grow.
I know that. You're the expert on this stuff. How do I destroy it and make sure it's destroyed?
Fire is the only way. It can corrupt absolutely everything, so you need to destroy everything. The hottest fire you can make.
Understood. How are things your end? Has Trevino returned?
I will worry about problems my end. You worry about yours.
Topping, stick this guy in one of the interrogation rooms, please.
I haven't done anything.
Yes, yes, I'll make a note of that and someone will call you back right away, Mrs. Finch. Oi, Topping. Not that one. I've got a guy in there hit a guy with his car. None of the interrogation rooms are free.
None of them? What the fuck is going on?
Topping, put him in the one with my daughter for now. What's going on?
Phone's ringing off the hook, Mom. Somebody put a video of one of those things on Facebook and it's going viral. Now everyone in town is calling saying they've seen something.
Fuck me!
What's going on?
Somebody got a video of one of the subjects. It's spreading like crazy.
Bloody internet. We need to sort this. You, I want a list of every name that calls up and reports something.
Yes, sir?
I'll take care of the sick one. You need to handle the other one, Sherry.
Me?
Are there any other Sherrys working here I don't know about? Yes, you!
I can't.
Of course you can. Take him somewhere quiet, point, and pull the trigger.
That wasn't our deal. I agreed to hide some evidence and keep my mouth shut to protect my daughter. I never said I'd kill anybody.
That's life, Sherry. Things change. Now, get it done, or our deal regarding protecting your daughter will be null and void. Got it?
Got it, sir. Gowrie?
Yes, Mom.
Get Topping to man the phone line. I want you to get me a map positioning every sighting we've had of these things so far.
Where will you be, Mom?
Busy.
Hello?
Oh, Abigail.
Dan, where are you?
I was going to ask you the same question.
I'm at the train station on Lingard Avenue.
Is James with you? Can you come and meet me? Just you.
Right now?
Yeah, I have another clue I need you to look at. But James can handle things right there, right? Can't he?
Can't you come here?
No, I'm sorry, I can't.
Okay, one second. James, Dan needs me. Can you go through this stuff yourself? No, button is rewind. Yes, that one is play. Do not touch that one. That one erases everything. Got it? That's the no-no button. Are you still there, Dan?
Still here.
Okay, I'll come and meet you. Where?
I'll pick you up, West Road.
Where's that?
According to Google, it's about four streets west of you.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute.
Eliza, please call me back. Things have gotten crazy. Norman told me everything. I'm guessing that's who you've been working for. He told me about James being older than he looks, about him having gone rogue in other locations before. I'm gonna get Abigail and get out of here. If this really is where Project Indigo is going down, I want her far away. Please call me. Hold on, Abigail.
Okay?
That was Dan.
Has he found anything?
He says he has, but he wouldn't tell me what it was.
He's still angry with me, I expect.
He didn't seem right.
Do you want me to come with you?
No. Keep looking through the footage. I'll be right back, okay?
See you soon. Okay, let's see what's going on here. Ah, hidden treasure. You know it's a good brand when it's simply named Scotch. Who knows how long this has been here? Oh, that is bad. Still, beggars and choosers and all that. I could try to tell you why it was that the drink made everything better, but I'm not entirely sure I can find the words to do it justice. In an act of pure contradiction, the fuzzying of my head allowed me to focus more intently on the task at hand. Sober, my mind wailed in a cacophony of conflicting and competing information. Questions needing answers, half-baked theories, and an anxiety that had set in the pit of my stomach for longer than I could remember. The amber liquid, even cheap swill like this, helped those things fade just enough that I could focus my attention on the here and now, live in the moment instead of weighed down by the baggage of a past barely remembered. Time. The alcohol gives me time. There! Abigail... Oh, Yes. Scrubbing back through the footage, I saw a video from 2 hours prior. The pot-bellied figure of Gerald Hornchurch entered the train yard, accompanied by 2 other individuals. I couldn't make out their identities in this angle, but from the gait and posture I thought one was a woman and the other a man. They disappeared off-screen and I clicked buttons, trying to switch to another camera angle. Finally, I got the camera angle I needed, high on the westbound platform, positioned in a way that showed more or less the entire length of the platform. I checked the time this had happened, 7 o'clock. Forsham was a small town. According to the schedule, there were no trains due at 7 o'clock. In fact, the closest one wasn't until 8. Surely they hadn't waited on the platform for an entire hour. As I watched the tiny figures on the screen, unable to believe they'd been right outside, mere feet from where I now sat, just a couple of hours ago, I saw the unnamed man smack Gerald Hornchurch with the back of his hand. The rotund man crumpled to the ground, and though the video had no sound, I was pretty sure he was sobbing. Because the angle of the shot was long, looking almost straight down the platform, I could see the train line stretching off into the distance, through a yard where carriages sent for repair were stored. The shot was just clear enough that I could see the fork in the track that Abigail had spoken of, splitting off of the westbound line and disappearing into the black moor of a tunnel in the side of a sharp rise. It couldn't be, could it? Was Abigail's talk of secret railroads right on the money? Back to the screen. The 3 individuals were still on the platform. As I watched, I was surprised to see a single car train emerge from the black moor of the tunnel. It pulled into the station and stopped. Suddenly, the female figure raised her arms and pulled them into her body. Glass exploded from the front of the train carriage, and a man, struggling like a wild animal, was pulled through the window and dropped unceremoniously onto the platform, where the male figure produced a gun and shot him in the head, the train driver's body going completely limp. I knew in that moment there were only 2 people this could be. Carl and Ruby, what have you done? As if they had heard me, though I knew it couldn't be true, they turned to the camera and Carl began to approach. He stopped only a few feet from the camera, close enough to make out all the detail in his upturned face. It was Carl, all right. He stared into the camera and waved. He began to mouth something before he crossed all the way back down the platform, Gerald Hornchurch in tow, and disappeared behind the building. I rewound the footage and watched it again, 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 my eyes staring hard at the digital copy of my old friend's lips, eager to pick up the message they spelled out. Slowly I got the message. Second car on the left. My brow furrowed. If recent history had proven anything, it was that things didn't go well when Carl started giving direction. I paused the recording and pulled myself from my chair, hurrying out of the office and down the platform, following the path Carl's boots had trod only a few hours before. I hurried into the train yard, the metal hulks dead to the world, giving the place the air of a graveyard. Second car on the left. Here. A train car like all the others, except this one had a message just for me. Carved into the side of the vehicle, the paintwork torn from the metal bodywork were 5 words, the Carl Trevino equivalent of a playful jab. What took you so long?
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast. And up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Jesus, kid, you look like death. Honestly, this will be a mercy for you. Come on, out of the van.
Please help.
I'm afraid this is the only help I can offer. Once the corruption takes hold, there's no stopping it. We'll have to incinerate the van, too, just to be safe. And I'm running low on time, so I'm afraid I'm going to need to hurry you up. Out of the van, now! I can't help you. Sorry, chap. One touch of that stuff and you're done.
Fuck you.
Nicely done. Come on, into the apartment building. We're taking the stairs, I'm afraid. I don't want to risk the close confines of a lift with you. What's the business with the lighter about?
Present. Granddad. Arento.
Ah, yes. The sentimentality of keepsakes. Very nice. Through the door. Up two flights. We're going to apartment 217. The man who caused all of this mess hid two of those black-eyed monstrosities here. I have to torch the place. Figured I may as well do both of you at the same time.
Torch?
I'm efficient that way. End of the corridor. No funny business.
I'd rather shoot me than burn.
It would be quicker. Tell you what, I'll make you a deal. Be a good boy, and I'll put a bullet between your eyes before I light the match. That way you won't feel it, huh? This is the one. Open the door. This belonged to an utter fool named Gerald Hornchurch. Idiot had the chance to be part of something great, to touch immortality. But he decided to grow a conscience. Through there. Ah, here we are. Does it make you feel better, that?
Merely a habit.
Looks like we got here just in time. The corruption has damn near taken the whole wall. Luckily, I brought this. I'd be careful with that Zippo now, young man. An apartment this small will fill with fumes quick.
Please. What's happening to me?
What's your name, kid?
Ben.
Ben, you're about to die. Whether it's by me blowing your brains out or burning you to death, your life is at its end. But I want you to take solace in the fact that even if you should have lived a long, long life, it would have been meaningless, utterly devoid and empty. There are things in this world that are so infinitesimal compared to the lifespan of a human being that you'd melt your brain trying to comprehend them. I work with a group that wants to touch just a small part of that, and even that small part is more than I could make you understand.
But what's this blackness?
We call that the corruption. It comes from the ones who fail to accept the gift.
Gift?
I don't have time to explain all this to a man who is about to be dead. Now, close your eyes and think of England.
Wait. One more thing.
Yes.
No matter what happens, I'm dead.
Now you're getting it.
So I have nothing to lose.
What? What?
No!
Stay back! No! No! No!
No! No! No!
You miserable son of a bitch! How dare you do that to me? I was going to let you off easy, but do you know what I'm going to do to you now, you little shit? Why are you laughing? Stop that!
Burn, bitch.
No! Ah! This can't be happening. This cannot be happening. No! No! No!
Are you all right, Mom?
Yes. Yes, I'm fine, Officer Cowrie.
Got the information you asked for, Mom. The spike in the sightings is largely concentrated around the train station, Mom. Seems to be spreading out of there. What's unusual is that the earliest sightings, reported 2 weeks ago, there were more in the area here. It's residential, mostly. Not sure what's caused them to suddenly appear near the station.
My God!
Mom?
Officer Gowrie, have you ever spoken to the Commissioner before?
Not before today, Mom.
And would you consider yourself loyal to the department? To me?
Without a doubt, Mom.
Good. I have a job for you, but I need you to keep it just between us, okay? Talk to nobody.
Mom?
I need you to go and get a car out of the lot. Get a big one. One of the jeeps. Pull it round to the back of the station and wait for me there.
Should I tell the motor pool when I sign out the vehicle?
Tell them we're following a lead on all of these sightings.
On it, Mom.
Thank you.
Mom, what the fuck is going on? Mark says that the Commissioner threatened to...
Shut up! Shh! We don't know who's listening. How are you both?
Very fucking confused and very angry, Mom.
Add scared to the list. I'm pretty scared.
I can't explain right now. They're listening. But I made a mistake, baby. A terrible, terrible mistake. I thought I was doing the right thing, but fuck.
Mum, what's happened?
Do you want to die tonight?
Me?
Yes.
No.
Then we need to leave right now. I need both of you to come with me, say nothing, and interact with no one until we're in the car outside, okay?
What? What's happening?
Elizabeth.
Okay, fine.
Come on, we're getting out of here. Good work, Gowrie.
No problem, ma'am.
You pair, in the car, now.
Where are you going?
Away from here. You man the desk, Gowrie, and if Norman asks where I am, say you don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
Going my way, sugar?
Get in the car, Abigail.
What's going on?
Just get in the car, please.
Okay. Oh, what's the rush?
I need to tell you something, and I need you to just listen, okay?
Where are we going?
No, I need you to just trust me on this, Abigail.
Tell me where we're going and why we're rushing.
Oh, God damn it, why can't you just trust me?
Well, because you're acting weird.
Weird? I'm acting weird. I thought that was your thing. You love being around weird people, evidently.
Dan, pull this car over right now.
No, I'm trying to protect you, Abigail.
By kidnapping me?
Yes, because I knew you wouldn't leave voluntarily.
Oh my God, this is about James, isn't it?
He's a liar, Abigail. He's played us all for fools.
Can you just...
He was here in 2002. Elizabeth showed me a photo. Him and Carl, palling around and leaving 8 dead witnesses in their wake. He's been all over the country with that man. And that is why he keeps letting him get away. Those two are in it together. They always have been.
Are you listening to yourself? You sound insane.
Okay then, right? Explain this to me.
What is this?
That's a photo of the car crash that orphaned James Hunter. That's him right there.
So?
That picture was taken in 1963.
What?
James Hunter was 7 in 1963. That makes him nearly 70 years old now. We've seen that before, haven't we? People able to slow their aging.
Silver Pit Island. The black fluid near the meteor crater.
James had been to that island before. He's in on it with them. The whole lot.
But why?
I don't know. Some fucking revenge against the orphanage. Oh, maybe this was always what Project Indigo was supposed to be. Either way, I knew I had to get you away from him.
You had to get me away. I don't need you to look out for me, and I definitely don't need you making decisions about what's best for me.
I'm trying to protect you.
Well, take me back right now.
What?
Back to the train station right now.
No, are you serious? Have you not listened to a word I've just said?
Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
Then stop behaving like one.
That's it.
No. Abigail! Abby, wait! Wait! Oh, fuck! 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 Oh, you're stupid! You're so fucking bloody stupid! God! Fuck, okay. Okay.
You've reached Norman Grady. Leave a message.
Norman, I've tried talking to Abby, but I fucked it up, okay? I'm heading to the station, but can you please meet me there? You need to convince her more than I can. You need to convince her. Oh, you should have stayed calm. You should have stayed calm, you idiot. You should have stayed. Oh, fuck!
Tears stung at my eyes as I made the journey back to the station and to James. Dan's words rang through my brain, seeming to increase in volume every time. I had never felt so torn in my entire life, pulled apart by two important people in my life. Even when my parents split up, going with Mum had been an easy choice. Things weren't so simple now.
Oh, why does Dan have to be so overprotective? It drives me crazy. Ah, my foot! This is so stupid.
Hello, this is Dan Cowell. I can't come to the phone right now, but if you leave me a message, I'll get you back.
Dan, I... Never mind. Just call me. Whoever this Eliza woman was, she had started this. Putting ideas in Dan's head, turning him against James and pulling our happy little trio apart. And yet, James himself had told me he couldn't remember huge swathes of his past. Was that the truth? Or a convenient excuse to resolve inconsistencies in his lies? I'd seen him murder Theo, wipe out an entire race of vampires in anger. Was I a fool to think he'd not been in control of his own actions when that happened? Was he really nearly 70 years old? Were all the children in Project Indigo older than they seemed? Dan was right. The threads were there, and yet I couldn't believe them. James had killed Theo to save me. When I had been infected by the signal, standing on the very doorstep of death, he had raced across the country, kidnapped a scientist, and fought through a mob to save me. How could I suspect him of evil? No. No, it can't be. I stopped at the edge of the platform. A single carriage train was idling there, heading west. The large glass window at the rear of the car allowed me to see inside the illuminated interior, where James Hunter stood, beside his old friend, Carl Trevino. No. 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 It can't be.
Starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter, Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin, and Luke Hunter as Dan Cowell. Also featuring Mark Smith, Leanne Herring, Michael Heath, Edina Hadley, Eve Oliver, David Anthony Green. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Free Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Opening and closing themes by James Crowe. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next exciting chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.